Welcome to Taking the Lead Podcast. This is your host, Pamela Burkett-Jones, career strategist, certified coach, consultant, speaker, and professor. Today, we're going to be discussing creativity. How important is it that you allow your creativity juices to flow? Spark your creative energy, I say. Activating creativity makes you a better problem-solving in every area of your life, and I'm saying personal and professional. It allows you to deal with circumstances differently and helps you to deal with uncertainty better and many times changes the impact. Remember, you are so much bigger on the inside than the outside. I've done my research, and would you believe that we have 60,000 thoughts per day? 95% of those are repetitive. So what does that mean? We were born to be creative individuals. And it started at birth. Can you think about it? As a child, you probably can remember being creative when you were playing. You know, I grew up in a small rural town in Maryland, and we just allowed our creativity to flow. And I'm sure it doesn't matter if you grew up in a small town in the country or the big city. You use your creativity from day one. And I could just remember us actually as little kids playing, and we kind of created tents. You remember those tents that you did inside, which don't ask me why everybody want to do a tent inside, where they get a few chairs from your dining room table, you get a blanket, and you put the blanket up, and you created a tent to play in. You played in there all day. You didn't need a dollhouse. You didn't need you were inside of a house, but you, for some reason, you wanted to create a tent in the house. And I remember we even got creative with it. And those outside chairs, we brought some more chairs in. And if you strategically put them in correct places and right places, you had separate rooms. So instead of having a one-room tent, you had different rooms inside your tent where you could create a bedroom, a living room, a dining room. And we just had fun. And we just let our creative energies just flow. And that didn't stop there. Your creative energy just took you all the way up as you became a teenager, a young adult, and even now, and even as you go. So it never stops because we are creative beings. And so why do you feel that you hear people sometimes say, oh, I'm not that creative, or I'm not creative at all. Well, that's not true. We're all creative. Sometimes we stop being creative because we allow our creativity to be either limited or sequestered. But what are some of the things that stops our creativity from flowing or limit them? And I could give you a few of them that I've seen, and there's plenty more, but the few that really sticks out for me is fear. You fear that you may not be able to do it. You fear that you're wondering what people are going to say about it when you actually allows your creativity, or you just fear of the unknown or what's going to happen. That's one. Another one is limiting beliefs. And what limiting beliefs is something that you accept about your life, the world, the people in it that limits your thinking. And so sometimes you may think the world's against you. And so that could stop your creativity from flowing because you're saying that everybody is against you. So there you're not going to think. So you're just going to go back. You're just going to live in your comfort zone, and you're not going to just create things. And another thing is people. Now, that could be your professional life and in your personal life. So let's talk about how work can stop your creativity, how you can stop your creativity at work. Bad leadership or supervision. You have a job that you have a lot of micromanagers, that they have to tell you every little thing, they feel they have to tell you everything in every step. And it allows you not to be creative to get things done. Well, you also have those, and also sometimes we call those the dictators as well. And then you have those unnecessary rules, you know, that you got to do this, you have to do that, you have to do this. But there's other ways that you can actually still get around it. And then it allows you, so you can't be creative because you're always following these unnecessary rules and outdated policies and procedures. And then also what comes with your personal and professional life is when you surround yourself with people who fail to understand that their own creativity and they won't allow you to use your creativity because they're trying to talk you out of something. But meanwhile, they're only talking themselves out of something because they don't believe in themselves, so they don't believe in you. Then you have some people who are just overbearing, where they want to always just allow their ideas and creativity and reflect on you. So that's how we allow that person. And then the last thing that I'm going to say is your lack of patience. You got that thing in your mind that you want to do, or how you want to get it done and what you want to get done, but you don't have patience to see it through. You don't want to do the research that allow and the planning that allow to do it, so you just let it go because you just don't have that patience. So those are some of the things that stop, that limits your creativity and sequesters it, or just brings it down where you just don't want to. You may give it a thought, but you'll move on. So thanks for tuning in. We're going to take a short break and come right back.
Hey, this is Sydney Trelawney, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkett-Jones, career strategist, proactive life coaching and consultant. Due to the current circumstances brought on by COVID-19, are you finding yourself rethinking your professional life, saying things like there's more to life than what I'm experiencing now, there has to be a better way, or you cannot just keep going down the same road and maintaining any level of satisfaction? You're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, undervalued, and cloudy with uncertainty. Well, I have a new 6-week coaching program. It's called Pinnacle Career Pivot. This program will stir up your passions and develop a strategy to get you moving on to your next. You can contact me by email at contact@proactivelife.com, my website, liveproactively.com, or you can call me at 240-682-1343. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks for hanging in with us. We're back. And we're talking about creativity, allowing those creative juices to flow and spark that creative energy so you can do and see and be all you could be, and you can allow your goals and your dreams and your aspirations to come to fruition. Okay, so I mentioned before we took the break, creativity is a part of your DNA. Creativity is in you. It never leaves you, and you'll always have creativity. So now, I talked about the things that limit the creativity and how we stop it from flowing. So let's talk about making it a priority to allow those juices, the creative juices, to flow. And now I'm going to give you a few things that you can stir back up that creativity. You can allow it to flow in a steady stream, and you can keep moving, and you'll see things differently. Like I mentioned, when you're creative, anything that happens to you, by you being creative or you knowing how to do something, and you don't have to do it in that particular way or step by step by step, and you can come up with another way, it lessens the impact of what's happened to you in those circumstances. So here's a few things that you can do to start really stirring up that creativity. You can spend time alone and write down ideas or thoughts that come to you. And then, of course, some of those ideas and thoughts to you, follow through with them. Do your research, plan, and take action. Another thing you could do is change your scenery. Take a walk, sit outside, get some fresh air. And, you know, we're kind of quarantined inside. I mean, you can go limited, but even if you do, just change your room. Go to a different room in your house that you don't want to sit in, and just sit and think about it. My favorite thing that I like to do when I get so many ideas when I'm doing it, I always take a 3.5-mile walk in outside. And when I'm outside taking that walk, so many different things come to me, even some things that I'm just kind of stuck and I've been pondering on and trying to figure out how I'm going to do it. And all of a sudden it just pops into my head of how to do it. And I just, you know, I was like, wow. But that walk and that nature and that exercise, and it's something about exercising and that brings, stirs up your creative energy. And I think it may have something to do with just you using your muscles and your limbs, and you just opening up and you're breathing, and it just allows, you know, meditation, and that's part of some of the meditation exercises too, allow you to breathe and just center yourself. And then another thing where you can get your creative energy to start flowing, it's around yourself with creative people, people who are already, they're in a place that you want to be, or you know they have creative minds. And watch, you'll be surprised, just being around them, seeing what they do or listening to them, it allows your creativity to flow. And if they're positive people and you have creative ideas, you, those are the people you can always go back to and you can run things by. And they are so creative and thinking that creative energy is with them, it's just going. So, and especially if you have someone that's really, you know, like and trust, they will give you ideas that you're not even thinking about. And that can help and even boost your creativity a little further. And then another thing I have is you can read a book. Reading a book stimulates your thinking. You can find books that are inspirational, motivational, and action-driven. Find things, if you have a certain hobby or subject that you're trying to learn or be more creative in, there's so many books out there. Amazon has millions or billions of books there that you can research. You know, a lot of our bookstores are kind of going away, and we don't know what's going to really happen with them once things turn go back to normal, or but the Amazon and these different places are kind of taking over, and you can get that, order that book, you get it within 2 days with Amazon Prime. Just remember, once you create something new, finish it out to completion. I recently heard an expression that I just thought it was just so cute, and I'm going to find out who said it and really get the answer. I can give them some credit for maybe the first two times, but after it, it's going to be mine. And what this person said is, don't just think outside of the box, but look at it and figure what you can do with that same box once you get out of it. That says a lot. When your creative juices are all flowing in a steady place, you will see a change in your personal and professional life. And just remember, you were created because someone else was creative. I don't know if you heard that. You were created because someone else was creative. And I'm not talking about your parents. I'm talking about a higher being. And I would like to thank you guys for tuning in, for taking the lead. Remember, we're here every Thursday at 7 p.m. And if you'd like to reach out to me, you can contact me in three different ways. My email is contact@proactivelife.com, website liveproactively.com, or you can call me at 240-682-1343. Looking forward to speaking with you again next week.